This is MJ. I'm an author, I'm an artist, I'm an analyzer. You can find all my work at MJMunoz.com. A quick word before I let go fully into this rant. I thought this was going to take 5 minutes. It took about 20. And I also, as I want to write good stories for children of all ages, but definitely for children, I shy away from using salty language, even when I'm talking about things like the slavery outfit and its sensuality, let's say. I use words like sensuality instead of other words because I want to try to protect kids as much as I can. And in this rant, I get a little unhinged, and I say some things that I stand by, but I wish I would have said a little bit differently. But I'm not going to edit or censor myself. I'm just going to warn you that if there are any young people around who aren't typically used to hearing salty language, or who you don't want your parents to know that you're typically used to hearing salty language, then you should step away. You know, parents, you should protect your children. It's your job to protect your children from the media they take in, ingest, whatever, consume. And I'd like you to do that with this. So yeah, this one's not for kids, but it's in support of the kids. And if you're an adult, a parent, a guardian who loves your children, then I think you'll agree with a lot of what I have to say here. Or at least what I'm going for, what my objective is, which is to, you know, help kids be the best they can be and not have them be poisoned by the media they watch. Hope you enjoy. I guess this will go on the website for you to look at. Anyway, I haven't thought that through, but I'm ranting about this. You can see the tweets up above me. I'll link them in the show notes, I guess, for sure, on YouTube. Wherever else I have it posted, I'll have a little link to the... I'll have a link to them. That's what I'll do. Anyway, here's the thing. I want people to stop injecting their politics into media. Why? Because I would rather people know how to make, well, because people are impressionable. That's why. Exactly. People are impressionable. So I want to use the media to inject my views into them. I understand that. I understand this is what you want, but that's immoral. It's immoral. It's immoral, and it's wrong, and it sucks, and it makes the media suck. That's the thing. If you want to tell a story about how bad Trump is, if you want to tell a story about how bad Kamala is, if you want to tell a story about how bad these people are, if they're actually bad, as bad as you say they are, then all you need to do, I believe, for your media is create entertaining media that is meaningful to people, that people will become attached to, that has characters existing in a world where they have to work hard to be their best selves, and they have to actively engage in the society around them, and they have to face themselves and improve themselves and become the best people that we possibly can be. And if along the way they destroy the totalitarian government or kill evil kings or slavers or people who wear funny pointed hats with little eye holes in them, then that's great. Or people who murder babies for fun when they don't have to. I'm talking about abortionists, okay? Anyway, just so you know where I'm coming from, I think that's absolutely evil, and if you don't, okay. We can have a conversation about that if you want to, but murdering a baby is definitely evil, and kind of doesn't matter who you are. That's immoral, I don't care who you are. And I believe there's a difference between killing and murdering, so if you want to get into that nuanced discussion, we can, but let's just leave that off for now. My point is, I don't want my stories, I don't want media that tells people how to think, or rather what to think. I want media that tells people how to think. How to think, how to be good, how to be moral. The Constitution is a living document, but a fetus isn't, right? Oh, wait, whoops, sorry. I'm getting on abortion again. Anyway, the idea that if you have a beautiful, meaningful, touching story that it will impact people and influence them to do good in the world should be enough. It's hard enough, I guess, to write a good story, has a good beginning, middle, and end, good characters, good action, good pacing. Those things are hard enough. If you, in an attempt to send a message and make people believe your message, muck up the storytelling, which is the prime thing. It's actually it's the thing that has the most prominence in the art of storytelling, not the YouTube channel. It's something else. Then you are defeating yourself by making bad media, because a story that is actually not a story, it's a hijacked message delivery vehicle, will fail. It will fall. It will die trying, and I will laugh and wash my feet in the blood of the wicked. Because it's a biblical reference, by the way, okay? Isn't that amazing? Poetic? It's beautiful. It's from the Psalms, I believe. Anyway. You are killing your own media, or not your own media, you're killing someone else's media by grabbing someone else's story and injecting politics into it. You're making it suck. You're making it no fun. You're making half of the people who are on the opposite side of you. I think this is a mostly Western, mostly American issue. A lot of Brits try to tell Americans how to think too. You know what? We don't want you to tell us how to think and what to do. That's why we booted your asses out of here, okay? And anyway, you guys also like put people in jail for memes, okay? You put people in jail for memes, and you let innocent people get stabbed to death on your streets. So until you fix your own problems, leave us the hell alone and just get out of here. Stay away from us. We don't come over there and bother you. We don't think about you guys. We don't care what you guys do. The prince is hot. The princess is beautiful. They're fighting. They're in love. They hate each other. They like each other. The family. Nobody cares. Nobody really cares, okay? It's all just passing entertainment. It doesn't mean it means as much to somebody as a soap opera or as a reality TV show or as a tabloid. Well, it is tabloid material. You know, like, it means as much as Bat Boy to them. And if you don't know what that is, then you need to know about the National Enquirer, and you're probably younger than me. So that's fine. But anyway, if you have a message to tell, you can't really get your message across in an effective way to anybody except for the people who already believe in your message and who are just going to cheerlead your message. Now, I'm going to take this in a dramatically different direction than you might think. My dad just sent me a very funny joke, meme, whatever, about this original trilogy family, Star Wars, original trilogy family. And the father comes in, and he catches his son in bed with a laptop on his lap, and he asks him, "What are you watching?" Because he hears some strange sounds coming from it. And he says, "It's a kind of inappropriate material, and I can say boot your ass and stay the hell away from us, but I'm not going to say that other thing, I guess. I don't know. I'm changing my my approach on the fly." Anyway, so the son jokes that he's watching, or like pretends he's watching this thing, and his dad says, "What are you really watching?" And he turns it around, and it's Luke, or Jake Skywalker, whatever you want to call him, from The Last Jedi, drinking that blue milk, or green milk, whatever it was. Anyway, I'm going to now totally flip the script and disappoint and shock people who think I'm some anti-woke, you know, whatever, ESV, EVS, whatever the hell that guy's name is that doesn't want. Anyway, I've never bought a cyber frog, and I'm not going to because I have no interest in it. It's like a... Anyway, I don't want to trash people. I just want to say what I have to say and entertain you along the way. I like The Last Jedi. I do think it's very interesting. I think George Lucas pissed off a lot of people when he made the prequel trilogy, and I like the bold, strange choices that he made. And I think Rian Johnson was trying to do the same thing. I haven't seen Knives Out. I haven't seen Looper. I haven't seen any of his other stuff. So I couldn't tell you, compare and contrast, whatever. But I saw in that movie something that was cool. And I honestly hated the second half of The Force Awakens because it was all just so much retread. The original stuff with Finn and Rey and Poe and BB-8 and Kylo Ren, even in the first half of that movie, is fantastic. It's beautiful. If you stopped it when Han and Chewie, or when they're getting pulled into the other ship, the freighter or whatever, before they figure out that it's Han and Chewie, It's a really good movie. It's a really good movie setting up a whole new set of adventure, or a whole new adventure in the Star Wars galaxy, and a whole new series of characters to enjoy and care about and think about. I read the Poe Dameron comics after that movie came out because I wanted to know more about him. I was invested. I read the book, or I listened to the audiobook, and it was really cool. I love how Rey downloaded stuff from Kylo's mind. I thought that was all super cool stuff. And that was from your boy, JJ. And I felt like the movie, and freaking Loris Kasdan, too, of the Empire Strikes Back fame, was in there, too. He was also helping write that movie. And they just ripped stuff from the original movie. They retread it, and they made it uninteresting. They did the crime, the hate crime, the war crime, of not putting Han, Luke, and Leia together for some ridiculous reason, because of the worship of the mystery box, which I will talk about that at another time if you want me to, but I got to get back on the politics. So I loved that Rian Johnson was basically making a take this movie to J.J. Abrams. Supposedly, from everything I hear from reliable sources, Johnson was writing The Last Jedi before The Force Awakens was even done filming. He hadn't seen the film. Had he read the script? Maybe. That just popped into my mind right now. Maybe he read the script and knew what it was about. He knew what the last scene was going to be, and he was going to ask J.J. to change it, because the original scene was going to be Luke on whatever that planet was with the Jedi Sips, which that's a great song. I think that's right. Anyway, that's a great, great work by John Williams, by the way. Anyway, so up the Jedi steps, Rey was going to find her dad, who had mind-wiped her and sent her away for her own protection. That's my headcanon. That's what I believed in between the movies, and I wish it's what was true. Or that she was Kylo's sister or something. Anyway, that would have been amazing. Whatever. But not have the Reylo stuff happen after that. Anyway, so much missed potential. But it got changed at Johnson's request, because J.J. just wanted him to be on the island sitting in a meditative Jedi pose and floating rocks around him. Because that's what Jedi do, right? Anyway, so I'm joking. In The Empire Strikes Back, Yoda has him doing that during his training, blah, 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 blah. That's great. I love it. Great movie. Return of the Jedi is better, but it's still a great movie. Anyway, Johnson apparently didn't know, supposedly he didn't know. He hadn't read the script or anything like that, but he knew what the final scene was. So how did he not know about the rest of it? I don't really know. Maybe he asked JJ, hey, how are you ending this movie? What are you doing with Luke? And he said, oh, Luke, I'm too afraid to do anything with Luke, so I'm doing this instead, leaving it for somebody else to do. It's abdicating my responsibility as a storyteller to let somebody else do it. And Kennedy and Lucasfilm and Disney that were all involved with this didn't say, let's have a single plan, let's have a single story that we're making happen. They rejected Simon Kinberg stuff. Who knows what happened? I don't know. But anyway, and then Johnson, during the production of Last Jedi, and then I think it's even in the Last Jedi documentary, which I thought was good. I like the movie. I'm sorry, I do. I love him doing, take that to The Force Awakens by taking all these things and twisting them and turning them in such a way that it makes them satisfying. Snoke is a big mystery. Oh, Snoke's nobody. Oh, Snoke's actually nobody. And for some reason, he's not connected to, Darth Vegas, as Lawrence Kasdan said. I'm still so bitter about that all these years later. I can't believe that. Anyway, Darth Vegas, he called him. Darth freaking Plagueis. It's an amazing book. James Luceno wrote a fantastic story about early Palpatine, about Darth Plagueis, about the Sith, about their machinations. And, like, that stuff could have been used. But it wasn't. It was rejected because they threw away the canon. I was happy with them throwing away the canon originally because I thought they must be throwing away the canon because they have a plan. They want to elevate. They want to take. They want to mix. They want to rewind or they want to remix these things into like a single really great narrative and give us these amazing films and start a whole new era. Do 9, 10, or 7, 8, 9. Do 10, 11, 12, do this whole thing, plan all these great movies. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be like the MCU, but it's going to be better because the MCU is trash compared to the original Star Wars. But that's not true, unfortunately. Well, the original Star Wars is still way better than the MCU stuff, but on like so many levels, which we can talk about that another time if you like. But this, I thought, was a new hope that we were going to get something much better and much stronger as a single story. Because the Lucasfilm Story Group was going to help us with that. Pablo Hidalgo, all these other people, Dave Filoni, they were going to be making Star Wars great again. and yet, that's not what happened. They had no plan going in. Kennedy and et al. Let Johnson do whatever the hell he wanted. And Johnson, I guess, just wanted to do his own thing. Maybe he wanted to write his own story, just graft it to Star Wars. I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't really matter. I don't really care anymore. I'm not mad about it. But I know this. Had they started with a different plan, had they had oversight, the people behind the scenes responsible for that stuff wouldn't have let that script be the script that they used, and they would have changed it. They would have fired him like they do now, every other director or every director, and they would have had the story changed so that it's something that makes more sense and is cohesive for their overall corporate vision. Oh, it's corporate. That's bad. Yeah, you know, it's bad. But what's worse is having corporate do nothing and let people run amok and tell stupid stories, because The Rise of Skywalker is a stupid movie, and it's made worse by the fact that there was no real oversight. Anyway. And that Shadow of the Sith or whatever, the Luke and Lando book, was not good enough to fix it, okay? Anyway, so getting back to my point. During the production, Rian Johnson said, this movie is going to be, I don't know what Rian Johnson sounds like anymore, this movie is going to be showing the worst people in the galaxy and people like Donald Trump, what it would be like if they were in control, because he's president or almost president, I don't know what the heck it was at the time, and he's so rich and powerful, he will be awful for the country. That all meant Canto Bite, the worst part of the movie. I think even people who love The Last Jedi, like I do, think that the Canto Bite sequence is garbage. And it's probably garbage because it's just meant to make the rich look like, and Rian Johnson is rich. So does that make him a bleephole too? I don't know. Anyway, that's part of the fallacy of these leftists. Sorry, I'm just going to come out and say it. It's part of the fallacy of these leftists that having money, being rich, being wealthy, being well off makes you inherently a bad person. It's divisiveness. It's turning people against each other to this even greater degree than, you know, what it originally was, which was just based on, you know, what I have. I guess it's still class warfare, but it's stupid. Class warfare is stupid because you have the Bernie Sanders who become rich, and then they're no longer cool or no longer advocating for the people, whatever. Anyway, my point is, everybody agrees that the worst part of the movie was the most message-heavy part of the movie. What does let the past die, kill it if you have to actually mean? I don't really know. I don't think it means anything. It's a cool-sounding line, but it has nothing to do with the rich. And what's the point of the movie? The rich are benefiting off of the war because they're funding both sides of it? Yeah, probably, but that already happened. The rich and the powerful in Palpatine were already using corporations and government in concert together to fund both sides of a war that led to the death of billions of people, trillions of people. I don't even know what it is in the scale of Star Wars. But that's happening here in our world today. And putting characters on a heroic journey where they are willing to give up their lives to do what's right, like Luke Skywalker throwing away his lightsaber, no, Your Majesty, I am a Jedi like my father before me, being willing to die for what he believes in, that triggered Anakin reawakening. And it triggered the return of the Jedi, Anakin Skywalker, and then he was able to ultimately destroy the Sith, Palpatine. And he was willing to put his life on the line and sacrifice himself to save his son. His son had been willing to sacrifice himself for his ideals, and then that inspired his father to save himself, to save his son, or to sacrifice himself to save his son, and that ultimately ended in the death of the Emperor at the time, and in the saving of billions or trillions of lives as well, for however long the, you know, New Republic was in charge. So if you want people to be strengthened and encouraged and exhorted to do everything they can to fight against evil and to be the best person they can be, you should just write stories that inspire them to be the best people they can be, because good people do not stand up and let evil people do whatever they want to do. They stand up, they speak against them, they fight against them if they have to, with their bodies if they have to, with their guns, which it's their rights to have, if they have to, because good people do not like to stand by and watch evil people do evil things, because they don't like evil people. That's the thing about good people. So if you're so scared of your pronouns being threatened and whatever else, and how now there's going to be right-wing massacres all around the country, you're delusional, first of all, and you need to talk to people and think about what you're doing and what you're trying to say, and realize that by going about stories in a different way, not hijacking them and using them to push your agenda, but by, well, unless your agenda is be a good person, be kind, be loving, don't hurt people, don't take their things, then it's doomed to failure, because that's too, anything beyond that is too much. It's too inflexible. You get people who are trying to force their way of life onto other people, and those people are evil. When you try to take someone else's mind and write your mind over it, you're invading their body. You're invading their mind. You're invading their soul. You're violating them. And that's what people like to do for some strange reason. I'm against that. I will speak out against that. I will fight against that. I will write stories that encourage children and adults, children of all ages, whatever, to be good people, to be moral people, to help others, to help the weak, to help themselves to be stronger, to fight against the darkness and the corruption and the lure of power for power's sake that so many of you seem to want to use to wield against people for the greater good, when in reality, you can see the track record throughout history of when people fight for the greater good, they end up using the power that they get at the end of that, and it corrupts them, almost like the dark side, and they end up destroying that which they swore to protect. They end up becoming that which they swore to destroy.
If you enjoyed that, and I sure hope you did, please go to mjmonios.com to check out all my other work. I talk about anime, tokusatsu, books of many description, comic books. I recently talked about Fantastic Four, as well as the tokusatsu series Kamen Rider Gav, which is coming out. It's officially out in Japan only, but, you know, Americans, we know how to do certain things, don't we? And there's also Ultraman, the official release by Subaru Rai Productions. That's another tokusatsu series. It's actually something that came out before Kamen Rider. It's older than Kamen Rider. In some respects, it's better, and in some respects, it's worse. But it's a show I'm talking about, Ultraman Arc, which is coming out right now. There was the great Ultraman Rising movie, which you may have seen, may know something about. If you don't, and you like great stories about family, then you should, and superheroic type stuff, then you should definitely check out Ultraman Rising, because it's an amazing movie, and I hope it brings lots of people to the general Ultraman series, or the overall Ultraman series, and I think Subaru Rai Productions is doing a great job of that. Anyway, I don't want to go on a rant about how much better Subaru Rai Productions is than Toei and Bandai are at promoting this, you know, Japanese franchise outside of franchise outside of Japan and expanding it to a larger global audience. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed my stuff. Go ahead and check out the website mjmonios.com for everything I cover and talk about. I'm also working on writing children's books right now that are going to be amazing stories for children and adults to treasure and enjoy together. That's the plan, and they're all about helping kids to be the best people they can be and choosing what battles they want to fight and finding success in those.